Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
That's right. That's right. That means I've got an interview, and with me on the phone is Stephen Cook. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, dude. How's it going?
Good, man. Now, this is all quite new to me, so you're going to have to take us through it. There was a race, a cycle race in Oamaru on the weekend called the Rally 20 Nationals.
Yes, correct.
And and you competed in this race and you took it out.
I did, yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, yeah.
Now, is this sort of racing, was obviously national, so people came from all over New Zealand to compete, or were there heats everywhere else, or what was the guy?
No, there was a guy that came down from the North Island. There's a few from around Christchurch. People came up from Dunedin, and so it's all in conjunction with the Oamaru Heritage Festival that goes on there every year.
Uh-huh.
And they also do the penny farthing races as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, the Rally 20 guys got asked last year to go along, and it was such a great event that this year they claimed the Nationals. So next year it's going to be the International. So it's just one thing after the other there, mate.
Were you surprised at the number of Rally 20 riders?
There were so many Rally 20 riders that we were lined up on the start line, and we were actually second deep as well.
No.
And I actually started off in the gutter as well. So I was... I got to the finishing, start line quite late, and I had to jump in the front line, so the only place left was the gutter, so I went with it.
Oh, and that's hard for your pedals too, because it comes down and it smacks it just at the wrong sort of height.
Exactly. Yeah, well, I just had to beat the two guys next door to me relatively quite quickly, so, jumped out of the gutter and off I went.
Oh, fantastic. Now, so the competition was fierce. These guys have been training for this.
There's a couple of guys, that rumour had it was they've been training for the last three or four months. One of them has actually got 20 Rally 20s.
20 Rally 20s.
And so his was all, spick and span and running quite well. And there's another guy there who was a triathlete as well. So, you know, there's a couple of guys who put some hard yards into it.
And you smoked them all?
Yeah, I did actually. Well, you know, I just got around the first corner and just gunned it the whole way, and
What was the track?
The track was officially two laps of the block.
All right, awesome. Okay, so were you just on the road the whole time? You didn't have to go up any sweet jumps?
No, there were no sweet jumps, but it was down the heritage part of Oamaru there, where they've got all the old Oamaru stone buildings, and they've got an old tram line down the centre. And on that, in the centre of the tram line, there's some wood, and it had been raining earlier in the day, and so this wood was quite slippery. And there was a couple of people that came off. There was blood, there was carnage, and there were people going to the hospital. So
is that right?
I mean, these bikes, once you get them up and cooking, they don't exactly stop them all of a sudden. So a couple of pile-ups going on.
Yep. Oh man, well I'm glad you survived. You didn't have any spills.
No. Fortunately, I was in an earlier race, a healing race, which is a similar bike, and I was sitting in second position when the guy in first position fell off, flicked his back wheeler, and there was a bit of a pile up behind. So, I actually came up trumps in that one as well. I won that one by about 50 meters.
Did you? So you had a bit of course knowledge for the second one, but you still took out the first one. That's very impressive, Stephen. Yeah. Now, let's just talk about the bike. So the Rally 20, and then you've got the Healing. Is the Rally 20 the one with the banana seat, or they both got banana seats? What's the difference between the two bikes?
They're relatively quite similar from what I can understand. I mean, there are different versions. I mean, even Rally 20s, you can get, like, kind of cruiser styles as well with the banana seat.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them were... how do you say it? It's just your standard Rally 20. You know, every household must have had them in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
The bike that I was on was from the mid 80s, and they kind of varied. They're mainly all New Zealand made.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple that were brought over from the UK earlier on in the piece in the 60s.
Right. So that you had a three speeder, or they all three speed?
There were threes and twos.
Twos,
and
high and low.
From what I can understand, the twos were twist grip, changing the gears. Where the other ones were kind of like a thumb flick.
Oh yes,
So yeah, you kind of start off in first gear, nail it, get up to speed, drop into second, and then.
And you held it in second, didn't you? You didn't opt for, you didn't go for the third gear.
Yeah, well, my third gear's broken, so there was a bit of a southerly down this main street, you see. So maybe that was my little advantage there, mate.
Yeah, to be sure. So you weren't really disadvantaged in the sprint at the finish sort of thing, or was there no such thing?
No, there was a sprint, although I was coming onto that home straight. I was already maybe about 20 metres ahead of the second guy, and I started, you know, kind of claiming it already, perhaps a bit too early. And I realised that he was coming up really quite quickly, and I only bet him by about 10 metres, so he was coming on me. If there's another lap, maybe I would have been swallowed.
Well, you'd already done a whole race before that, so, you know, you might have been a wee bit tired, but fatigued. Was there a big crowd at the finish line for you?
Oh, it was huge. There's lots going on, and afterwards we had a great big prize given, and actually straight afterwards, I mean, even after the first race I felt a bit kind of queasy, and after the second race my muscles kind of just clamped up and I couldn't walk properly.
Yep.
And then I had a bit of a vomit and I felt much better after that. So just getting rid of the lactose acid helped.
Yeah, a lot to be said for a victory vom.
Exactly.
Did you train hard for this? Clearly not.
No, the night before, between three of us, we had a bottle of rum.
Preparation, yeah.
And a couple of stretches, and you're into it.
That sounds like a good training regime. Now, do you get your name on a trophy, or is it just all about the glory?
No, I have got a trophy here that hasn't got my name on it just yet, but I'm sure it'll have it before the year end.
Mm. Well, Stefan, congratulations. We look forward to... So you'll be competing in the internationals, I would imagine?
Yeah, well, now I've got a trophy to...
Direct entry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. I've got to claim it.
All right, Stefan. Well, go well, and I hope you get the third gear fixed, because that could probably be the clincher in the internationals, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And I might even have to put a few more training runs in.
Good man. All right. Well, thank you very much, Stephen. Congrats.
Cheers, dude.
Okay,
thanks, mate.
See ya.
Hooray.
There we go. That's Stephen Cook, winner of the Rally 20 Nationals and the Healing. So he's got two titles. Man amongst men.
This has been a Breakfast with Spanky podcast, thanks to RDU 98.5 FM. To find out more, go to rdu.org.nz.